This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli puts 6 points proposal for the party unification. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues ordinance on security of health workers and health institutions, First Amendment 2078. Additional 6,636 people recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal. And armed men kill at least 160 people in an attack on a village in northern Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and ruling CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has announced that he is ready to unify the party and taking the party ahead from the scenario before 17th May 2018. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged all the disgruntled leaders of the party to come for unity, putting a proposal with 6 points. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli has clarified that all the actions against some disgruntled leaders will be withdrawn and no past prejudices against the party leaders will remain during the period. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has issued the Ordinance on Security of Health Workers and Health Institutions, First Amendment 2078 BS. President Bhandari issued the Ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers in accordance with the Article 114 of the Constitution of Nepal. According to the provision stated in the ordinance, thrashing or injuring health workers is punishable by 3 years in prison or 300,000 in fine or both. Similarly, attack and vandalism of health institutions is subject to 3 years of imprisonment or 300,000 in fine or both. Likewise, torching health institutions is punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison or 200,000 rupees or 500,000 in fine or both. Similarly, activities like padlocking health institutions, interfering in the treatment of patients and mishandling and ill treatment of health workers are subject to up to 1 year in prison and 100,000 in fine or both. Additional 6,636 people have recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal in the past 24 hours. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudal in yesterday media briefing said the total number of people recovered from the virus infection had reached 491,900 with 83.5% recovery. Similarly, Health Ministry has confirmed coronavirus infection in 3,479 people. Likewise, the country has recorded additional 99 corona-related deaths. With this, the total death toll due to COVID-19 has reached 7,898. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has said that people could receive the second dose of COVID vaccine after 16 weeks of administration of the first dose. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order not to remove Krishna Thapa of Rashtriya Juna Morcha Nepal as the Gandaki province member. A single bench of Justice Dr. Kumar Chudal issued the order not to implement the decision of relieving Thapa from his post. Gandaki Province Assembly Member Thapa had filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court demanding his reinstatement, claiming the action taken by the party against him was unlawful. The National Human Rights Commission (NHRC) has urged the government to book the perpetrators involved in sexual harassment against the rowdy girls in Surkhet district. Issuing a press release yesterday, the National Human Rights Commission has also drawn the attention of the government to maintain privacy of the victims in such cases. It has been reported that 2 girls in Gurbha Kot Municipality 9 in Surkhet district were misbehaved and sexually harassed after making them drunk. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चल्दैछ
सबै राम्रै चल्दैछ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटिसी को कल इन्डिया प्याक छँदैछ नि इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारू गर्नका लागि *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. General Secretary of the ruling CPN-UML, Ishwar Pokhrel, has called the party leaders and cadres to keep the party intact by maintaining unity within it. General Secretary Pokhrel vowed that he would emerge further active to face the challenges in the party. Armed men killed at least 160 people in an attack on a village in northern Burkina Faso, the country's worst attack in recent years. Officials said homes and the local market were burned during the raid on Solhan in the early hours of Saturday morning. No group has said it was behind the violence, but Islamist attacks are increasingly common in the country, especially in border regions. The UN chief said he was outraged by the incident. Antonio Guterres strongly condemns the heinous attack and underscores the urgent need for the international community to redouble support to member states in the fight against violent extremism and its unacceptable human toll. On Sunday, a total of 160 bodies were recovered from what local officials in Solhan described as three mass graves. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced the birth of their second child, a baby girl. Lilibet Lady Diana was born on Friday morning in a hospital in Santa Barbara, California. Both mother and child are healthy and well, the couple said in a statement. Buckingham Palace said the Queen, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall and Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have been informed and are delighted with the news. Prince Harry and Meghan said they named their second child Lilibet after the royal family's nickname for the Queen, the baby's great-grandmother. Her middle name, Diana, was chosen to honour her beloved late-grandmother, Princess of Wales, the statement said. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli put 6 points proposal for the party unification. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues ordinance on security of health workers and health institutions First Amendment 2078 BS. Additional 6,636 people recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal, and armed men kill at least 160 people in an attack on a village in northern Burkina Faso. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.